This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Miles Robinson is ready on the WadeFord.com hotline. What's up, Miles? How you doing, brother?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, man. I mean, come on, bro. We're happy. Hawks are rolling.
Oh, my God. They are. It's awesome.
It is. It's a fun time, man. Did you watch any of it last night? Did you take any of it in?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was good. I mean, yeah, Trae Young's definitely a real one out here, and he's been balling. So, you know, he's putting his team on his back, and I love to see it.
That's what's up. Miles Robinson, our guest, guys. So this long break, what did you do, and what did the team focus on in training? What have you guys been doing to get ready now as the season gets going again?
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing a lot of, you know, drills to keep us fit. But it's just been a tough three-week break, but just, you know, getting more fit, getting more, you know, used to guys playing in certain positions. And this week we're, you know, fully focused on Philadelphia tactically, you know, defensively and offensively. So it should be a good one.
Yeah, man, we've talked about, you know, dealing with injuries, and we've had to deal with missing Joseph for last year, and you know, just when things seem to be, like, rolling a little bit, now we lose Emerson Hyneman, and he's kind of, you know, been a behind-the-scenes guy at times, so how do we pick up the slack, and what do you, from where you're standing defensively, how's it going to look in the middle and getting to the goal?
Definitely. The news of Emerson is really tough, you know, for all the guys. We obviously all feel for him, but, you know, minor setback for a major comeback. You know, we hope he's going to come back stronger, and we all have faith in him, his work ethic and all of that. But, yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, the next guy stepping up and trying to perform, you know, in his spot pretty much. And we've got a solid, you know, depth chart in the midfield. So it's just about, you know, that next guy, you know, proving himself.
Miles, we haven't had a chance to talk with you since Nashville, so I just want to take you back. I know nobody wants to revisit that, but what happened late in that match, in your opinion? I mean, you know, we're up, and then all of a sudden we're not, and then it's tied, and it just felt like a gut punch. Defensively, breakdowns, I mean, tell us from your point of view.
Yeah, I mean, when you're up 2-0, sometimes you might get, you know, lackadaisical, but, you know, that's something you definitely can't, you know, afford to do against good teams like Nashville. But, it was just, I think, it's tough really to say what went down exactly, but it definitely stung for sure. But it's something we can learn from, and I think that's what we'll do. And, you know, we definitely learn from it, I think.
And I know that as Miles Robinson joins us, guys, one of the best young stars on the national team. And by the way, real quick, I mean, well, we're focused on what's going on with the Five Stripes. How cool is it to beat Mexico? And we know the history and how dramatic. I mean, and to see Pulisic and see all the young stars, I mean, that's got to make your heart swell, man, to see the U.S. take out El Tri.
Oh, yeah. No, it's amazing. It's definitely, you know, one of the biggest rivalries, you know, in American soccer, if not the biggest. But yeah, it's obviously a great win. I'm proud of those guys that, you know, performed out there and won the trophy. So, you know, definitely wish them, you know, congratulations, you know, through messages and stuff like that. But, yeah, anytime you can beat Mexico is a great thing, for sure.
You've already addressed Emerson not being around. We're not going to have Joseph Martinez here. Has Gabby, our manager, talked about, you know, how he's going to approach this and from a tactical standpoint? Are you guys doing anything differently, knowing that maybe the lineup changes, but more importantly, you know, maybe even the rotation and how he's going to do things here over the next few weeks?
I think Gabby's good with, you know, giving everyone, you know, a chance to perform and practice, and so he has, you know, a chance to look at all players and all different types of positions. So he's just going to, you know, pick a starting 11 that he thinks, you know, will perform the best against, you know, Philadelphia. So, you know, I have complete faith in his decisions, and it's just a matter of us to perform whether we're, you know, fully fit or not. Or in terms of, you know, all of our normal starters are here or not. But, yeah, I think it's something, you know, we can definitely do, and I'm looking forward to Philadelphia for sure.
Plenty more coming up on the Hawks' big win up in Philly. We're talking to Miles Robinson, guys, from the Five Stripes. And only 7 matches into the season. I know it's a long season, brother, but, I mean, starting to see things coming together. Carl just talked about the chemistry. So, I mean, some of the miscommunications, that will get cleaned up. And I just think, from a fan standpoint, we're seeing everything. Like, the first half against Philadelphia was probably the best half. That's what Darren Eales told us earlier in the week. Probably the best half of soccer, but we couldn't score a goal. Would you agree that we're just missing by that much and it is coming?
Yeah, exactly. You said it best. It's still really early in the season. And I think the best teams, you know, are the ones that peak at the right time. So I think we're slowly climbing up the mountain, you know, to peak. But we're definitely getting better, and I can see that every day in training. I think sometimes it can be, you know, scoring a goal is the hardest thing to do. And it will take time to, you know, get, you know, constant chances, but we definitely have faith in all the guys, and I think Philadelphia, we could potentially score a few.
Philly on Sunday, which is Father's Day, Miles Robinson joining us here on Dukes and Bill. How do you rate where you've been, your performance? If I was saying a scale 1 to 5, Miles Robinson, how are you rating what you're doing right now on the pitch?
That's a tough one. I'd give myself a 3.7.
Okay.
I think I got a lot more to, you know, prove and show, you know, the people. But I think I've been solid in some aspects of the game as well. But I think there's definitely more to come from me.
Well, man, we can't wait to see it, bro. I know that we've talked about how we miss being out there, missing. I know you guys miss the energy of the fans and Mercedes-Benz, so should be an electric vibe. I feel like we have unfinished business with Philly, man. I thought, now, I don't want to get you in trouble, Miles, but some of the gamesmanship, I know they were taking advantage of the CONCACAF rules. Those guys were laying around. They were pulling, looked to me like some dirty pool in that match that was here at Mercedes-Benz. Can you give me anything on that? Would you say from where you're looking? Yeah, some of that stuff was jive.
maybe so, but I can't really speak on all that in depth, but
Carl, he will not give us bulletin board material.
No, not at all. Hey, and you know what, that's smart, Miles, man. We wish you luck. Let's go get a W on Sunday. Thanks again for jumping on with us as always, Miles Robinson. Take care.
All right, thanks guys, thanks for having me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.